It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
We do continue on. Spent pretty much the entire first hour talking about Wilson Contreras moving over to first base. Bernie, Mikolas, and myself will have a lot more on that tomorrow during the Gas House Gang, which will run from 12 to 1 on all of our social media channels as a video stream. You can watch Bernie and I talk about that, and then you can rewatch it later, and you can listen to it as a podcast later as well. So that's going to be coming up tomorrow and every day, 12 to 1. Friday, it's going to be Bernie and Kevin Wheeler. Monday, I'll be back to being all four of us. Every Monday, the four of us, Kevin Wheeler, Tom Ackerman, Bernie Mikolas, and myself, do the Gas House Gang. And then we're wrapping up week number one of it. It's been a whole lot of fun. Up until about 7:30, we're going to do a lot on sports gambling as it has pretty much been approved. There is the AP hasn't actually called it yet because I guess I'm just going off what Mark Maxwell from Channel 5 has tweeted out. There still could potentially be some mail-in ballots that if they all broke against it, it could be enough to turn it over. But in all likelihood, that's not going to happen. So it's like a 99.9% chance at this point. So we're just going to talk about it as if it is being passed. And if something crazy happens, then we'll circle back on it at some point over the next few days. Now Alex Gold is going to join us in about 10 minutes. And he's great when it comes to this, and we'll get his thoughts. I am not, I don't want to claim to be an expert on something that I'm not. So I would be lying and I would be disingenuous if I were to sit here and tell you that I have read through the lines of the, you know, the proposition and I know all the legal ramifications of it. But just based off the text that I am getting about this, there does seem to be a lot of people who do not believe that money is going to go to education as a result of this. And largely because that was the promise that was made with the lottery, and bluntly, it didn't happen. It has not impacted education in the state of Missouri the way it was kind of promised when the lottery came in. And that goes back, that's way before me. I don't know the year that the lottery started, but it's been around my entire life for at least as far as I remember back. And so I get it. Like, there's people who don't have trust in sports gambling creating money for schools because they were told the same thing about the lottery and it didn't happen. I know this, though. I do know this. The money going to the schools is a constitutional guarantee in this, which is very different than the lottery. Incredibly different than it was worked out with the lottery. Bill DeWitt III was on with Tom Ackerman this morning here on KMOX, and they talked about the fact that they structured this the same way they structured it in the state of Connecticut, where in the state of Connecticut, they had produced about $40 million in tax revenue out of it. And in that situation, there's going to be like $5 million or so that ends up going to the regulatory folks and also to some folks that are going to, you know, problem gambling fund, where whether it's a 1-800-BETS-OFF commercial or whatever it might be, that the money is going to go to that. But then the rest of it is going to go to education. So from what I have been told, and if I'm wrong on this, I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. From what I've been told, there is a constitutional guarantee that money is going to go to schools on this. I want to say this too. I'm not a big sports gambler. I'm just not. It's not my thing. You've heard me say it before. I always say There's a reason those casinos in Las Vegas are able to build really big buildings. Like, it's because they're taking folks' money. Like, they know what they're doing. I know that there are people out there that can go make money on sports gambling, and they're really good at it. There's not a lot of those people out there, and the vast majority of people lose money on sports gambling. Doesn't mean that, you know, if you go spend 3.5 hours playing golf and you drop 35, 40 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever it might be to go play golf and you enjoy yourself, I've always said, you know, from a hobby standpoint, if that's what you enjoy, what's really the difference between that and the act of having a little bit of fun and throwing some money on a game? So I've never been offended by sports gambling. I don't really partake, not my thing, but I'm glad. I'm glad it's going to be legal in Missouri. We'll talk with Alex Gold about some more of the like infrastructure type stuff when it comes to it, and a conversation that will certainly continue on this show and others. What impact is this going to have on the professional sports franchises in the state of Missouri? And in terms of this conversation, the St. Louis Cardinals. Because we all know that the Cardinals and the Blues and everybody was promoting it and wanting it to come through. First off, it's another revenue stream. I think it is very likely that we are going to see a sports book of some sort in Ballpark Village at some point in the future. Now, does that mean it's going to be a full-fledged book like you where you go to Vegas? Or does that mean there's going to be a desk or a window and a computer and you're able to go up and place a bet and that's going to kind of be the extent of it? I bet it starts as the window. And if they have a lot of success with it, I bet it turns into something a little bit more elaborate. So that's one part of this. So it's another revenue stream for the Cardinals and the other professional sports franchises in the state of Missouri. And look, it's going to benefit people who talk about sports on the radio. It's going to benefit people who talk about sports on TV. Like anything that touches like the male demographic that is connected to that, like you got to think that there's going to be a benefit to that. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't say there wasn't going to be a benefit there. At some point in time, you are probably going to hear commercials for a sports book here on KMOX. That is what I would think. I would think that the sports books that come in are going to be advertising, and I want the company that I work for to create as much revenue as possible. So yeah, I've got a vested interest in this thing. I absolutely do. And I think everybody should have a vested interest in the company that they work for having some success. So yeah, that's one part of it as well. I think when it comes to the Cardinals, what I'm really interested in, and I keep connecting this to the TV situation. So TV Network was Bally, which is a gaming group. And again, these are just like naming rights agreements. The folks that own the regional sports network that is now FanDuel Sports Network. It's not FanDuel, it's Diamond Sports Group, but they've got a naming rights agreement with FanDuel, which is a sports betting outfit. I have started to think more and more. If you would have talked to me a month ago, I would have told you that I thought that the Cardinals were not going to be on what was Bally, now FanDuel, next year, and that they were going to completely move to their own thing, using the way the Brewers and the Rangers and the other teams, I think Cleveland's in that group, that were announced. I wonder, especially with, you know, the Cardinals have an ownership interest in what is FanDuel Sports Network, previously Bally Sports. I just have to wonder, with sports gambling becoming legal, does staying on FanDuel, is there a mechanism in all of that where everybody says, okay, sports gambling is going to be legal, FanDuel is going to be legal in the state of Missouri, it makes sense to push that product and they'll end up paying the Cardinals more than they would have had sports gambling not become. I'm making a leap. I know I am making a leap here. But I would argue that when your regional sports network is branded with a sports gaming company, FanDuel, that if sports betting is legal in the state, the main state, and it was obviously legal in Illinois, but legal in the state the team actually is located in, that there is more value to having the team on that TV network. And the Cardinals are going to try to retain as much revenue as they possibly can out of their TV deal. They're going to lose some. They're not going to make the full $1 billion that they signed for when it was originally Fox Sports Midwest and then eventually Bally Sports Midwest. But they're having conversations about renegotiating that deal. And I just, that little voice inside me says, you know what? Now that sports gambling is going to be legal in Missouri, I think the Cardinals become an even more valuable product where Diamond Sports Group might be comfortable offering even more money. Not more money than what the deal was, but more money to the Cardinals than if sports gambling was not legal. So that's where I think the sports gambling thing and the TV thing kind of merge together. Not a lot of people are talking about that. Maybe I'm completely off my rocker and I'm connecting two things that I should not be connecting, but I feel like there is a connection between the two. Alex Gold joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on sports gambling becoming legal in Missouri, what's going to look like. I'll ask him some of these questions that you've been texting as well. That's up next here on KMOX.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A Great Bar Sports Open Line continues right here on KMOX. Yesterday, the election, there was a sports connection to it as legalized sports gambling is coming to the state of Missouri. Of note, the Associated Press has yet to officially certify it. There's still some mail-in ballots out there, but it seems incredibly unlikely that something crazy would happen and it would not be legalized. One of the more prominent voices in the state that has covered this issue and talked about this issue is from our sister station, 96.5. The Fan in Kansas City. He is Alex Gold, and he joins us right now. Alex, thanks so much for your time. I got to think, as much time as you have spent in the last few years watching this go into the state house and everything, come back out of it, and eventually get to the ballot, it had to be rather gratifying to see this finally get passed last night.
Yeah, definitely. No question. I mean, we both have probably heard from so many listeners over the years that, you know, we're wondering, why is this not passing? When's it going to happen? I've got all these states that border me. I'm getting sick of driving across state lines. We've all heard that. Those are real stories from people. And, you know, I obviously was a proponent and have been a proponent of letting people have the ability to make a decision whether they want to bet on sports or not. And this was the best path for it to happen because, as you said, it's been held up in the Missouri legislature really ever since 2018 when it became a state issue. And it was just not going to pass out of there for a couple reasons. And this vote was the best path. And if it would have failed, it could have been many, many years more, you know, down the road for it to actually become reality. So I'm glad to see that, as you said, it's not, you know, the final count's not in, but, you know, it's a very narrow margin, 4,300 or so votes. But it's going to pass, and this will be moving forward.
You know, it's interesting because you're obviously on a sports station in Kansas City. KMOX is a news, talk, conversation, information station that has a lot of sports, Cardinals, Billikens, the whole thing. But from a vocal standpoint, text line, callers, tweets and everything, I actually hear from more people who are against it than for it, and I bet you hear a lot more from people who are for it than against it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we're a sports radio station, and so it fits right in that demographic. And that's not to say that occasionally we wouldn't get a text or I won't get a tweet from somebody that is just flat out, like, you know, anti-gambling, right, which is fine. There's plenty of people. I mean, we all just saw the results. There's clearly a large majority of those that voted that didn't want it for a variety of reasons. I don't think it was just anti-gambling. I don't think it was just the question of where's the money going. I think it's a combination of things that build that up. But yeah, most people that listen to our show, just because we're a sports radio station, were in favor of it, and because a lot of them were already betting, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, it's not as if suddenly now everybody in Missouri is going to start betting for the first time. There'll be some people like that have never bet, but so many people were driving to Illinois for you guys on your side of the state, and Kansas City on the Kansas side, on this side of the state, or going up to Iowa, whatever it may be, or betting offshore, which is even worse because the money's not even staying in the U.S. and certainly not staying stateside. So this is something that a lot of people have wanted. And, you know, props to Missouri residents for making it happen. I mean, the 39th state to legalize it, better late than never, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was for it. I think it makes sense for the reasons that you said. The tax revenue was leaving the state in most of the population centers, at least the ones closest to state borders. I guess folks in Columbia and Jefferson City might be the exception to that rule. But most of the people in the state, the population centers, are fairly close to some sort of state border where you can get somewhere and, you know, bet legally. Were you at all surprised, though, to that point, St. Louis for sure, and I think Kansas City to a lesser extent, the numbers were not as profoundly for this as you might have thought. Were you at all surprised by that?
Well, I was told it was going to be close. You know, I had talked to people leading up weeks out, a month or so out, and even though some of the polls suggested things were trending all right for a while, there was a ton of undecided. And I think when you look at the opposition, the no side, the campaign put up, you know, $14 million in the campaign, which for an opposition side of a ballot initiative is, I think, is as much as we've seen in the Missouri's history. And obviously, even on the yes side, 40 something million, that's more than we've ever seen. So, you know, credit to both sides, right, for getting out there and obviously getting the message they wanted respectively across and narrowed the gap. I didn't think it was going to be 4,300 vote difference close. But I thought, you know, 51.5%, something like that, would have got it done. But this is why it's very important for everybody to go out there, no matter what the issue is, and go out and vote, because it truly, truly does matter. I mean, 4,300 when 2.9 million people, I think it was, voted on this issue. I mean, that's an amazing margin to have it come down to.
I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but I'm getting a lot of response from people who don't believe that money's actually going to go to education because they don't see lottery money go to the education. And when the lottery came in, that was the promise. From what I understand, there's a constitutional guarantee that this money goes to education. Is that correct?
That's kind of the gray area, right? It depends on who you talk to. Could still be left up to some to decide where the money goes. And what that dollar amount looks like. And I think you just asked me why it was so close. This was the big issue. You know, we saw the yes and no side, both of their campaigns, TV ads, radio ads, were all centered around money either going or not going towards education. And I think, you know, there was a lot of people that I talked to that were turned off by it a little bit because they felt like they were either being lied to or like, hey, don't tell us this is why you're passing it because you care about education. We know you just want sports betting passed. And look, some of this is politics, but also I think that turned some people off at the time when they were thinking about voting yes or no. As far as the dollar amount, I think people do need to be prepared that because of the way the ballot initiative was written, the tax revenue that will go to the state of Missouri, especially early on, is going to be very minuscule because there's going to be deductions allowed for promo credits. So I'm talking about when you sign up for the first time and you get that free bet or free $100 bet or whatever, those can be deducted. Not every state does that. It happened in the Kansas side. It's why in year one, if you look at the Kansas revenue that came in from sports wagering, it was very small. One, because of that, also because people bet on the Chiefs and they won the Super Bowl. But the other reason it was because of the deduction. So I don't think in year one in particular, you're going to see a huge dollar amount. And you know, it depends on why you voted for this. Like, I've been pretty open about it on my betting show and local show that, you know, my big thing was letting people have the right to make a decision to bet. You know, it was never, hey, go vote for this because it's going to bring in a ton of money to the state of Missouri. I said, that's a nice impact if it does, and you're preventing people from also just going and spending money, not even tax revenue from the betting. I'm talking about going to your gas station or breakfast spot on a Sunday morning and making your bets. We've all heard stories of people doing that in Illinois or in Kansas. So it's that impact too. But I don't expect the dollar amount of revenue in year one by any means to be a huge amount.
We're talking with Alex Gold just a moment or more with him. What's the timeline for this? When can residents in Missouri expect to be placing sports bets?
I think that's the million-dollar question. I get that asked all the time. I'm sure you've gotten that question already tonight. I've been told early 2025, early next year. Look, it's going to take 30 days, assuming all goes well, for this to become law. I saw some reporting out there suggesting that, oh, December 5th, you could bet. That's not true. There's no way it's up and running that. It has to be up and running by next December. By December 1, there's language in this petition, the ballot initiative, that's when it has to happen. Early 2025, I took that as March Madness, although we had the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, was on our station today here locally with our afternoon show. He said he thinks by the Super Bowl. I think that's extremely optimistic as well. I hope he's right. But that would put it as the fastest implementation since sports betting implementation was happening in the United States. North Carolina took 9 months roughly to get going back in 2023. Kansas had the quickest uptick from May passage in the legislature to go good to go by Labor Day, 70-something days. That to me is the benchmark to hit, 70-something days. I don't think December to the Super Bowl is all that realistic, but we'll see.
There, just tell Missouri this is how you beat Kansas, and they'll just jump right on it.
There you go.
Alex Gold is part of the team at our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. You follow him on Twitter, at Alex Gold. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time. Great information. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the line.
No problem. Thanks, Matt.
Awesome. That's Alex Gold joining us here on the program. Appreciate him taking a moment or so with us. We'll see. 3 months from now, can sports gambling be going? I agree with Alex that I don't think that having it up and running by the Super Bowl is seemingly likely. You know, all the different companies that do sports gambling, Casino Queen, who are they? Who are they connected with? What sports book are they?
DraftKings.
They're DraftKings. Okay. So, like, Casino Queen has DraftKings. Different casinos are going to be different, aligned with different sports gaming and everything. Look, some of the casinos are already owned by companies that have their own books and everything. Like, just all the logistics, all the licenses, who's going to get them, who's going to be operating the sports books. This is a heavy lift. This is a very, very heavy lift that they're going to be doing. So getting this done in 3 months or less. But again, did he say 76 days for Kansas? So Missouri wants to beat Kansas. There you go. You are on the clock in getting sports gambling up and running in the state of Missouri. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll have a little bit more on this. We'll also touch on the Blues and the scary situation yesterday. That's up next. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Appreciate Alex Gold joining us. I'll tell you, the one thing he said in our conversation about the sports gambling that I was not completely aware of, and again, I'm not trying to project myself out as the end-all, be-all knower of all things going on when it comes to sports gambling. I don't care. Like, I'm fine with it being legal. I think it's a personal decision on if you want to bet on sports or not. So I was never overly worried with some of the details of it because I just think it should be legal, even though I don't really partake in it. So I did not realize that, like, the bonus credits that you get, you know, you go to like a casino or whatever and you get a player's card and they give you free play. I did not realize that basically the promo credits, the free play or whatever they're going to call it, can come out of the amount of money that the tax revenue that would then be distributed to schools. I didn't realize that. So that's interesting. And that doesn't really have a long-term impact on it, but it absolutely has a short-term impact on it. Like Alex said, at least in the first year of it, expect the tax revenue going to schools in the state of Missouri to be a very low number because of the amount of promo credits that are going to probably be taken out of it. So I do find that part interesting, but from a long-term standpoint, I still think it's something that's probably good for the state. And again, my whole thing is, and I'm not trying to get too political here, but my whole thing is I don't like watching revenue, tax revenue, go across the border. Like, that's dumb. It's just, you're sitting here in downtown St. Louis or you're sitting in downtown Kansas City and you want to make a sports bet and you can go over a river, you can go over a border, and you can do it, and that's tax revenue that would have stayed in this state, and instead it's going over to another state. It just, it never made sense to me. A text message from 314 says, why don't you talk about how $100 million over 5 years for schools is a mere pittance? It isn't enough money to wax the floors in a major school district, and nothing compares to all the money that the gambling organizations and the sports franchises are going to make. All right, I'm going to call up every superintendent of every school district across the state of Missouri, and I'm going to say, hey, you've got an opportunity to bring in some extra money from this or not. Which one are you going to take? Nobody's telling you that the schools are getting rich off this. Nobody's telling you that new big buildings are going to be built at school districts across the state because they're getting this. Nobody has claimed that. And yeah, like, if you're upset about the fact that these the sports books and the companies that run the casinos and everything and the different teams are going to make more money off this, then I would respectfully ask you to take a step forward into the real world. Of course, that's the world we live in. Of course it's going to work out that way. There is a reason that these various organizations that run sports books put millions upon millions upon millions of dollars into the campaign to get this thing passed. There's a reason that the respective teams put a lot of money into this to get this thing passed. There was a reason you were seeing Ozzie Smith all the time talking about the fact that you can go, you know, vote for this. Of course, that's the way the world works. Like, why are we? You can be bitter about it, but you're not going to change it. I really try. I'm not 100% on this. Nowhere near 100% on this. I really try not to overly worry about the things that I can't control. And if I'm making a decision to either vote for sports gambling to be legal in the state or for it not to be, for me personally, not telling you how to look at things, but for me personally, I was never once going to say to myself, well, you know what? It's not going to create enough money for the schools, but it is going to create lots of money for FanDuel. It is going to create lots of money for DraftKings. It is going to create lots of money for MGM or Caesars or whoever. Like, I never thought of that. It's found money for the schools. I hope it benefits them. I also hope that, because I don't run away from the fact that gambling can be an addiction, that gambling can ruin lives. Like, I don't run away from that. My take on this might be different on this. I would at least pause for a moment. If we were not living somewhere where it's so easy just to go do it anyways, where you can just drive five, you know, I'm in downtown St. Louis right now, where you can just drive 5 minutes over the river. Or if I'm at home in Chesterfield, I can just drive 25 minutes and get over the river. Like, if I don't live in that scenario, that's why it did not shock me at all that some of these votes that came in from rural Missouri, from mid-Missouri, like if I live in Columbia or I live in Jefferson City, it's a different thought process for me. Because at that point, I'm not thinking of it in terms of tax revenue exiting the state. Now, I think even if I lived in Columbia, even if I lived in Jefferson City, I probably still would have voted for it because I am somebody that I don't like to see, like, I understand that it's not across the board harmful. I guess that's where I'm trying to go here. I'm out of my lane, by the way, talking on this, if you can't tell. But it's like there, when government is regulating you on things and not allowing things, like, you know, you can't drink until you're 21, or you're not supposed to drink until you're 21 because alcohol on a brain and on a body before you're 21 is across the board harmful. Okay. I get that. Same thing with smoking, same things like that. So if there's something that across the board is going to hurt somebody, I understand why you would regulate it. I don't think this is an across-the-board thing. Last thing on this, that same person texting me, says, I thought about the way the world works. He says, it may be the world works, but dishonesty is dishonesty, whether it comes from a government politician or KMOX. Where am I being dishonest here? Where am I? Kyle Sixtus here. Kyle, I think I've presented this in a very fair sort of way. This texter, I don't understand. Where am I being unfair. I appreciated Alex Gold talking about the fact that not as much tax revenue was going to be created. I don't see where if I am being dishonest on something, it's not because I'm being dishonest. It's because I don't know. I think I have presented both sides of the argument quite well.
I agree. And I happen to agree that's just extra money for schools as opposed to nothing at all. I feel like it's relatively simple. It's nothing versus something.
So my daughter is in kindergarten. We get a book order form every month. I can order the book order and just get her books, or I can order the book order and I can put in the code for her school, and then some of that money goes to the school. Which one am I going to do? I'm going to get the money for her school. So I'm going to put it in that way. Like that, to me, it's obviously not apples to apples, but that's what it's just kind of found money for the schools.
Obviously, you take every little bit you can get. And obviously, with the code, it's not building them new buildings and not doing an insane amount for the school, but it's still a little bit amount of money.
A little bit, and it's good. All right, Brad Young's in the house. He's going to be hosting At Your Service. We'll probably touch on this with him a little bit and get into a few other things as he'll preview what's going to be coming up on the program tonight. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left in the program tonight here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. When I get done, we've got At Your Service this evening, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And Brad Young is going to be hosting. He joins us right now. Now, if you haven't been tuned in our entire show, we spent basically the entire first hour, the 6 o'clock hour, talking through Wilson Contreras moving to first base. And then the last hour we spent talking about sports gambling. Tomorrow, Bernie Miklas and myself will have the Gas House Gang at 12 noon on all the KMOX sports social media channels, and then archive form on podcast and also social media channels, and we'll get more into Wilson Contreras. But Brad Young is going to be here for the next 2 hours after I wrap up, and I know day after the election, I'm sure you've got a few things to talk about.
I do, and phone lines will be open for 2 hours talking about people's reaction to the election, what they thought of the election, what they thought should have happened, Amendment 3, Amendment 2, which I know you talked with Alex Gold, I believe.
Yeah.
I listened to that. That was a great interview. That'll be 2 hours of open line here on At Your Service KMOX.
Tell you what, that Amendment 2, so a lot of money was poured in for it. Until about 3 weeks ago, a lot of money was poured in against it. And then that PAC that was against it, which was funded by one of the casinos that was against it for some reason, they dropped out. And they said today that they're not going to challenge the ask for a recount. So it's going to, once it's in, it's going to go.
Yes.
But what a fierce competition. And it came down to really just a handful of votes.
It really did. And when you were talking to Alex Gold, this is one of those times I almost called in. I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be squirrely. But I wanted to, and here's why. I voted against it, and let me tell you why. Not on any grounds of that people shouldn't have the right. I'm very libertarian. People should have the right to vote or right to place bets if they want. That's an individual's choice. I'm very libertarian when it comes to that. But here's the part that bothered me. The part that said that it was being sold on this idea of funding schools. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you how this is going to work. We know how this is going to work because we have the example of the casinos. When we were sold this idea of casinos, I had represented a casino in the 90s when this was going into effect. So I know how this is going to work. And let me explain it in very simple math terms. Let's use the example that's being thrown around, $100 million for schools. And it's guaranteed under the Constitution. That is true. It's absolutely true. But here's the shell game that Jefferson City plays and every state government plays is this. And I'm going to make up numbers just for discussion purposes. Let's say the state of Missouri funds schools at the tune of $1 billion a year. And now they're going to get an extra $100 million from sports betting. You and I and anyone else would think, oh, that's great. Now, instead of spending $1 billion, we're going to spend $1.1 billion on schools. That's great. Who's against that? Aha, but here's where the shell game comes in. The constitutional amendment requires that $100 million from the sports betting goes to the schools. But there's nothing in the amendment that prevents the state legislature from then subtracting $100 million from the funding that would otherwise go to the schools. And then it goes to some new spending, some growing the government, something else that the government doesn't need to be involved with doing. And the schools have the exact same amount of money, even though they fraudulently, I think it is fraudulently, sold us on this idea that by passing this amendment, schools would benefit. But at the end of the day, there's a zero net benefit economically.
And this is hard because the budgets are redone
every year.
So there'd be almost no way to do this. But if in a utopian world, if you could have gone somewhere where the base amount would have continued to have been guaranteed to go to schools plus whatever it comes in, would have that changed your vote?
Probably. I want to say probably because there's one other economic problem with sports betting, and that's this: opportunity cost. You said earlier, agree with you 100%. I hate it when tax dollars are going to other states. Completely agree. But here's what happens, and I've seen studies on this. Here's what happens with sports betting or any gambling, and that is the opportunity cost. If I go and I place a bet of $1,000 on a football game and I lose, that's $1,000 now that I don't have to go to the neighborhood restaurant, to buy a refrigerator, to go see a movie at the Galaxy Theater. And then that then trickles into the local economy when you go to see a movie or you buy a refrigerator or you go out for dinner. But when you place that $1,000 bet and lose, that's going straight out of town. So to some extent, the opportunity cost is such that it's detrimental when people place bets on gambling because it's guaranteed that money goes out of town.
Yeah, and I don't per se disagree with what you just said because I do want to see people spend money on local entities. I also think that you spend your discretionary income how you want it.
Exactly.
And when it comes to sports gambling, hey, you know what? At least there's the chance that you'll get some of it back and it can go be spent somewhere else. So I understand what you're saying, but you know, that same $1,000 might be spent over at Best Buy for a brand new TV, and that money's walking out the state too.
That's true. So when you put those two ideas together, it's not really helping kids. I mean, it's really not. But is it giving opportunity from a libertarian perspective that people do with what they want with their money? Absolutely. So I was torn. At the end of the day, I voted against it. But I think it's still going to pass. 4,300 is the last number I saw.
Yeah.
And when they count the absentee ballots, it's probably not going to make a big difference. So we will have sports betting within a matter of months.
Yeah, that's how it is looking. Kansas got it done in, what, 72 days? So who
70,
knows?
72 days. Okay. That's what Alex Gold said as I was listening to the interview. Yeah. And I really liked your idea. Challenge Missouri to beat Kansas.
There you
that's
go.
The
just
best
beat,
idea.
Just beat, you know, think of it as that's the Jayhawks who did something. And
gotta
the,
beat
you know,
them.
Go beat them. In 20 seconds again, what's coming up on the show tonight?
I'm going to be breaking down Trump's legal situation, how they winning
Big
the election.
Big news on that today.
Big news on that today. So we'll be talking about that. And, of course, phone lines will be open for 2 hours to get the pulse of St. Louis.
That is Brad Young. He is with you for the next 2 hours for At Your Service. I'm with you for a half hour tomorrow leading into Thursday Night Football, and then we'll have another two-hour show coming up on Friday. Enjoy your evening. Hopefully we've been able to help you out a little bit talking sports. Brad Young is with you next. It's At Your Service in just a moment here on KMOX.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.